Hello, and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. Today, we're going to do something a little different. Instead of a Rembrandt parable, I have another story to offer you. It is about ministry, its challenges, and its purpose. I hope you enjoy this story called Session 491. Enough, shouted Bill. I'm tired of pastoring children. They're ridiculous. I didn't sign up for this. Well, what do you think you signed up for? Asked Joshua. Bill hesitated. It was hard to remember what it was he actually thought ministry would be like. Well, not this, he concluded. Someone once described ministry to herding cats, chuckled Joshua. Especially when the cats bite, added Bill. They have a mind of their own. They can't be coerced, noted Joshua. Tell me about it, scoffed Bill. Joshua smiled. What pushed you to the breaking point? Bill sighed as he settled back in his chair. It's like the leadership I have look for every possible excuse to get out of church. It drives me crazy. They're not committed, eh? Asked Joshua. Not at all. It's not like I'm asking for the world, exclaimed Bill. What is it you're asking for? Be there, said Bill, leaning forward. Just be there. Well, that doesn't sound very stimulating, said Joshua. What's that supposed to mean? Demanded Bill. Joshua raised his eyebrows. People who are more invested tend to be more committed. Bill stood to his feet. They don't want to do anything when they're there. They just sit there and criticize. Well, perhaps you haven't asked them to do the right things, said Joshua. The suggestion made Bill scowl. Whose side are you on? Well, both. The more invested your leadership, the more satisfied you'll be. How do you suggest I accomplish that? Joshua smiled again. Now that's what you signed up for when you joined the ministry. That really doesn't help, said Bill. Okay, how about this? What are their individual gifts? Asked Joshua. Bill looked at the ceiling. I have to think about that. Joshua watched Bill patiently. Do you mean now? Asked Bill. If not now, when? Replied Joshua. It's just that, well, is it really my responsibility? Well, you're their spiritual shepherd, aren't you? There's a lot more to shepherding than standing in front of them. You have to care for each one of your sheep. That means helping them develop their gifts. Bill stared blankly into space. Even the ones you don't really like, added Joshua. Bill's tone softened. That's a lot to put on one person. That's why ministry isn't for everyone. It's a calling, explained Joshua. Well, maybe I'm not called then. Joshua leaned back in his chair and rubbed his eyes. Is that how you feel when everything's going well? I usually don't think about it, said Bill. Why is that? Asked Joshua. I get it. I know what you're doing. I shouldn't question my call just because things are hard right now, said Bill. Actually, I was thinking about how pathetic people sound when they're feeling sorry for themselves, answered Joshua. Bill crossed his arms and looked away. That's not what I'm doing. You have no right to accuse me of that. You don't understand what I'm going through. Joshua responded with eyebrows raised. Don't I? Are we going to compare ministries? Is that what you really want to do? No, replied Bill, settling back down. That's not what I meant. Then we should return to the topic at hand, said Joshua. I'm the problem, concluded Bill. I didn't say that. I certainly don't think it either, said Joshua. What are you thinking? Asked Bill. If ministry were easy, anyone could do it, said Joshua. You got that right, said Bill. I'm thinking it requires more of you than you ever feel you can give. And at the end of the day, you still never feel like you've done enough. Bill nodded his head. That's so true. I'm thinking that it's almost impossible to know if you've done a good job. It's not like other professions with tangible qualifications of success. After all, you can't save anyone. That's the responsibility of the Holy Spirit. You can't make anyone commit more deeply. Again, that's the Spirit's job. That's my problem exactly, explained Bill. If you think about it, there is no real measure of success for people in the ministry. Church attendance, missionary outreach, ministry programs, none of them necessarily reflect changed lives, concluded Joshua. Then what am I supposed to do? I mean, we're wired for success, aren't we? We want to know how we're doing, to know if our lives are meaningful, said Bill. He leaned his head back and sighed. The corner of Joshua's mouth turned to a coy smile. That's one of the deep mysteries of life. Bill pointed at Joshua. Shouldn't you know the answer to that? Couldn't you just tell me? The smile melted from Joshua's face. No, I don't give you the answers. I walk with you along the path of discovery. I help you know which path to take. What good is that? Shouted Bill. There is no easy road to maturity, said Joshua. Are you suggesting I'm not already mature? Demanded Bill. Do you really believe maturity is a destination? Replied Joshua. Bill was stunned into silence. Growth requires perseverance. Perseverance builds godliness, which leads to... I know the Bible verse, interrupted Bill. But have you experienced it? That's the difference between knowledge and wisdom, said Joshua. Are you saying walking with you will help all this happen? I suppose you help along my road so I can help my leaders along theirs. That's a bit cliche, don't you think, said Bill. It would be if it was a poster on your office wall. I think you know better than that, said Joshua. What if they don't want my help? What then? Joshua leaned forward and stared into Bill's eyes. Earn it. Bill broke from Joshua's gaze. Easy for you to say. Joshua smiled. It cost me everything. So I have to do the same thing? Demanded Bill. Ministry is not for everyone, said Joshua. Bill ruminated on Joshua's words. That's for sure. It is for you, however, said Joshua. Why me? Because I called you. Trust that, said Joshua, the Hebrew name for Jesus. You promise to walk with me through it, said Bill. And I will. I'll even carry your burdens, as long as you let me. I'll lead the way. Just take one step, said Jesus. Bill thought carefully. He started to nod. That's all I can do. Jesus smiled. That's all I ask. Thank you for listening to the story, Session 491. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it made you laugh, and I hope it made you think. We'll have another Rembrandt parable coming in the near future, but in the meantime, good day, and God bless.